My plan was to talk about something else related to the parsha, and it was going to be related to the situation in Eretz Yisrael. But I received a copy of a tshuva from Rav Asher Weiss just a little bit over an hour ago, and I decided that I wanted to talk about this very interesting tshuva that's also relevant to what's going on and all of its background. This week's parsha, we know that Noach bases himself and ends up in a precarious situation. And his children, at least his son and his grandson, come to help him. And they walked him backwards and they covered him with a cloak. And Rashi says in that pasuk that because the children of the descendants of Shem came and they covered Noach with a cloak in order to save him from embarrassment, they were given the mitzvah of talis v'tzitzios, the mitzvah of a talis and a tzitzis, as a chus for covering their father and their grandfather with this beged. They were given a beged with a mitzvah as well. And that's what Rashi brings in this week's parsha. So I want to talk about the mitzvah of tzitzis and as it relates to this tshuva that was just sent around from Rav Asher Weiss as it relates to the war. The Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Beis says that tvi'ah is the spinning of the wool, a fleece, into thread. For the tzitzis strings requires lishma, which means the tzitzis strings have to be prepared specifically for the purpose of the mitzvah. Most Rishonim, Rashi, Tosos, the Rush, they understand that means that even the tviya requires lishma, meaning not just tviya, but even the spinning requires lishma. Tying the tzitzis onto the beged certainly is considered part of a siyas of tzitzis, making the tzitzis, and in order to put tzitzis on the beged, it needs to be done lishma. The Rambam in Hilchos Tzitzis, in the first chapter, he says differently. He says that, in fact, only tevi'ah requires lishma, the spinning of the wool, but not the tying of the tzitzis onto the beged. What's the reasoning of the Rambam? Well, the Gemara says in Menachos Daf Mem Beis, there's a pasuk that says, Daber b'nei Yisrael, and it says, v'yasu lahem tzitzis, that you have to make tzitzis. So this indicates that a guy is not suitable for tzitzis. It says B'nai Yisrael and not a guy. They're not allowed to make a tzitzis. What was bothering the Rambam here? Why does the Gemara see that it's necessary to learn out the psul, the inability of a guy, from a pasuk? There's a Gemara in Gittin Daf Chav Gimel. There the Gemara says that a guy is not allowed to write a get. Why can't a guy write a get? Because the Gemara says that a guy is a daita d'nafshik avin, that a guy acts according to his own mind. He doesn't act lishma for anybody else, for anybody else's, kavanas. He acts for himself. And therefore, the guy is not in the place to write a get lishma. That's the svar of Chazal. So similarly, the Rambam understands, when a guy makes tzitzis, he can't tie them lishma. But that's limud. The guy can't tie lishma. So if that's the case, why do we need a pasuk? Lishma, if it was the case that lishma was required for tying tzitzis, so the Gemara's drush of excluding a guy would be totally unnecessary. So it must be, according to the Rambam, that only tevi'ah requires lishma. That special thing requires lishma. The pasuk excluding a guy from tying tzitzis is tying tzitzis is for something else. Is a different reason. That's the machlokes here. Lamaisa we paskin that tzitzis needs to be put on. Perhaps lishma as well. Perhaps there's a three-way machlokas Rishonim how that affects the ability of women to tie tzitzis. I'm sure we've seen in the last few days pictures and videos of many, many young people and older people in Eretz Yisrael tying tzitzis because there's this burst of inspiration that the chayalim in the Israeli army want to wear tzitzis. So there's a machlokas Rishonim and a machlokas haposkim. Whether a woman is kshera to tie tzitzis. Can a woman tie tzitzis that man's going to wear? So there's a three-way machlokas Rishonim. The first is Tosfos. Tosfos in Menachos Daf Mem Beis, and in Gittin Daf Mem Hei, and the Hagos Maimonides in Hilchos Tzitzis, and the Rush in Hilchos Tzitzis as well. All of these Rishonim say that a woman is 100% kshera to tie tzitzis. The pasuk says, B'nei Yisrael, and that excludes a guy. But it doesn't exclude women, it just excludes a guy. The Gemara Menachos Daf Mem Gimel, and this is the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch in two places in Hilchos Tzitzis, he says that the tzitzis is a ksus laiva. Tzitzis are meant to be worn at night. The pasuk says in Bamidbar, Ur Isim Oso, they are worn at a time when you can see them. And therefore, women are paturos Like all other mitzvahs, asei she'azman grama, that are time bound mitzvahs, women don't have to wear tzitzis. Nevertheless, Tosafot says that a woman is kasheira to tie tzitzis, even though she doesn't wear tzitzis. And when it comes to tzitzis, we don't apply the rule of kol she'eno b'levi she'eno ba'asiyah. We have this idea by tefillin that whoever doesn't wear tefillin can't make tefillin or write tefillin. That's a special din by tefillin, says Tosos, but not by tzitzis. The Rush therefore says that a woman is 100% kasheira and kosher to tie tzitzis, lahalacha. And he brings another raya. There's a fascinating Gemara in Bava Basra and Daf Ayin Dal. The Gemara says there that one day a bas kol, a voice from Shemayim, came out, and the voice said that the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, da'ase deshadi tachlesa, that in the future she was destined to tie techeles wool to be tied onto the tzitzis of the tzadikim in Olam Haba. Says the Rush, what better raya than is that? That the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa was told by a baskol that she's going to tie tzitzis. That clearly indicates women can tie tzitzis. What about the issue of zman grama, that it's time bound? So the Lavush says that only the mitzvah of wearing tzitzis is zman grama, but the making of tzitzis has nothing to do with the zman, and therefore women are kasheiros to make tzitzis. The Yeshua Yaakov here in Shulchan Aruch says that tzitzis is not like tefillin in regards to the mitzvah. Tefillin is a mitzvah to put on tefillin. When it comes to tzitzis, there's no mitzvah, there's no chiyuv to wear dalet kanfos, a four-cornered garment. Rather, we know, if one wears a four-cornered garment, so then there's a chiyuv to put tzitzis on it. It's like there's almost like a losa, say, it's almost like a negative commandment to wear a four-cornered garment without tzitzis. So says Yeshuas Yaakov, that is not like tefillin at all. There's no reason why you have to be a bar chiyuv, someone who actually has to wear the mitzvah itself, because it's not a regular chiyuv to go do a mitzvah like we find by tefillin. So that is school of thought number one in the Rishonim, that a woman 100% can tie tzitzis for a man, and there's no issue at all. The second school of thought is the Mordechai. The Mordechai is brought in the Halachos Ketanos, and he says that the Maharam Rothenberg was makbid that a woman not tie tzitzis, because whoever is not mechuyev in something cannot be pater, cannot exempt other people. And the Mordechai says that was only a lechatchila, but b'diavad it would be 100% kosher to put for a woman to put tzitzis on the beggar. And the Gemara says, sukkas ganvach is kshera. A sukkah that's made by a guy or a katan or a woman is kosher, b'diavad. Even though a woman is pater in sukkah, she can still make the sukkah herself. So why should this be any different when it comes to tzitzis? Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Or HaChaim Chelekein Siman Mem, which he discusses this question as well. But that's the middle shita, that it's kosher b'diavad. The third shita is the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes in Gittin Daf Mem Hei that a woman cannot tie a lulav or make tzitzis because, says Rabbeinu Tam, she's not commanded in that particular mitzvah. The Gemara in Gittin says that tefillin written by a woman are pasul, because the pasuk says in Devarim, ukshartem uksavtem, whoever wears them has to also be the one who's able to write them, and whoever wears tefillin is allowed to write tefillin. So apparently Rabbeinu Tam understood that the exclusion of women from writing Sifrei Torah, tefillin, mezuzahs, things like that, is based on the principle that one who is eino besoras, who's not personally obligated in the performance of that particular mitzvah, is halachically unable to invest the object used for that mitzvah with the status of lishma. If you don't have it yourself, then you cannot put, so to speak, a lishma into that object. And that's the understanding of the lumdus of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, the Hagos Maimonius and Hilchos Tzitzis, in the beginning of the Rambam in Perek Aleph, records that there was a mice in the city of Tuah, Rashi, in Rabbeinu Tam's city, where Rabbeinu Tam was posel the tzitzis made by a woman. He also cites the Maharam, who says the woman shouldn't make tzitzis because it says in Bamidbar, B'nei Yisrael v'asu lahem tzitzis. And that drush is already found in the Psik Zutrasi, that it has to be B'nei Yisrael to make the tzitzis and nobody else. Now, the other parts of preparing tzitzis can be done by a woman according to the Shita. In fact, there is a comment of Rabbi Kiva Eger in Hichot Tzitzis in Simen Yud Aleph. He has a remez. It says, listen to this remez. It says, Daber al b'nei Yisrael, v'yamart alehem, V'asula hamitzitzis. Daber al b'nei Yisrael is a lashon kasha. That's a hard way of speaking, which denotes a harsh form of speech for men. And then it says v'amart aleihem, which means a gentle language intended for women. And the pasuk is telling us, as Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that the tzitzis is a mitzvah for men. Daber al b'nei Yisrael, the lashon of zachar for b'nei Yisrael, who must make the tzitzis themselves. But since women are usually involved in the spinning of the wool, the Torah allows the men to ask their wives to make the tzitzis. V'amart aleihem, there's also an area for the women to make the tzitzis as well. So that's what we have over here. All these sheets are saying women cannot make tzitzis because you have to be chayv in the mitzvah yourself. In fact, the Sefer HaChinuch writes in Mitzvah Shin Pei Vav, I don't have my Sefer HaChinuch next to me, but I think he writes in Mitzvah Shin Pei Vav that he heard from Gedolim that the asina, that the making of the tzitzis is not kosher for women. Now, there is a nafgamina between Rabbeinu Tam and the Maharams. The Rabbeinu Tam said, what was the reason women shouldn't make tzitzis? Ukshartim uksavtim, right? You have to put on whoever puts on the tefillin is the one who writes the tefillin. Whoever wears the tzitzis is the one who makes the tzitzis. And and Maharam's reasoning was that B'nai Yisrael, right? To the exclusion of women. The nafkamin is going to be that according to Rabbeinu Tam, we should be machmer and not have women make lulav or sukkah, since she wasn't commanded in the mitzvah, and that's Rabbeinu Tam Paskins. But according to the reason of B'nai Yisrael, v'lo B'nos Yisrael, not the Jewish women, then it's only a din when it comes to tzitzis. The other nafkamina would be for a katan, for a child. According to the reason of B'nai Yisrael, v'lo B'nos Yisrael, Jewish men, but not Jewish women, a katan is kosher. He's B'nai Yisrael. But according to Rabbeinu Tam, the katan is not commanded in tzitzis, and therefore he is pasul in making the tzitzis just like a woman. Now, what about the proof of the rush? What about the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, the baskal, right? What happened to that? What about that proof? That seems to be a slam dunk proof that women are allowed to make tzitzis. So listen to what the Yamshel Shlomo writes in Maseches Gittin. The Yamshel Shlomo says as follows. He says, Eishes Rabbi Chanina shiny. He says, the wife of Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa is different. Rov ma'alasa gorim shetzitzka lakach. She's a very chashuv lady. She was given a very special bracha by Hashem to be able to do that. He says, maybe she was very careful herself in the midst of tzitzis her whole life. Okay? That's what the Yamshel Shlomo says. Inami also maybe, hilosasa alahachana. She doesn't mean she was going to tie the tzitzis. It means she was going to do the preparations, the spinning of the wool, follow asiyas tzitzis bekrichasam v'kishu, but not to actually make the knots and the tying of the tzitzis itself. So that's how the Yamshel Shlomo gets out of the question of the rush. So again, let's review very quickly. Three women achlokas. Most of the Balei HaTosfos say it's mutal lechatchil. There's no reason she can't do it. The Mordechai says b'diavad it's kosher. Rabbeinu Tam says that it's 100% pasul. I just want to point out, we're actually going to discuss this in Shal Shudas in a few weeks from now, that the Rokeach wrote a hesped for his wife who was killed al kiddush Hashem in a pogrom. So the Rokeach writes about his wife that she was chagra ba'oz masneha. He says, Dar Shatzemer Leven Tzitzis Tavasa Bechefetz Kapeha. It says that she would tie the tzitzis and make the tzitzis herself in some form. Maybe that's talking about another shita there in the Rokeach, that his wife would make or tie the tzitzis herself. How do we paskin lehalacha in this machlokas Rishonim? So the Shulchan Aruch in Sif Yadalad, in the beginning of Sif Yadalad, follows Tosus and the Rush that say that women can make tzitzis, and it's 100% lechatchila. The Rama brings a yesh machmirim, that only a man can make tzitzis, and that this is the lechatchila thing to do, that a man should make tzitzis. The Kaf HaChaim, as well, is choshish lechatchila for the Rama, and for the machmirim, as is Rav Avadya Yosef in the Halichos Olam and Chelek Aleph. The Mishnah writes in Sifkat and Beis that the Rama holds that even if an adult man is omed al gabav, and he's watching, and reminding her to say it l'shma, to watch it, it still wouldn't help her, because B'nai Yisrael v'yasu excludes B'nos Yisrael. But b'di'evid, says the Mishnah Berura, that tzitzis are kosher, and she is believed to say that she made the tzitzis l'shma. So that's how we come out l'halacha. L'chad chila, a woman should not make tzitzis, but b'di'evid, it is kosher if she does sign the tzitzis. The Aruch HaShulchan, there in Sif Katan Zion, in Sifya Dalet. So he says a shita, which I think is also the shita of the Nedziv in one of his tshuvas. He says, makom yesh migdolei. There are major gedolim who are concerned about these issues. The Aruch HaShulchan says, l'chadchila, woman should not put tzitzis on a talis. V'zeo shekasov Rabbeinu HaRamah. That which the Rama says, v'yesh machmirim l'hatzrich anashim shiasu so. People are machmer that the man should make the tzitzis, not the woman make the tzitzis. V'tov la'soskin l'chadchila, says the Aruch HaShulchan, again like the Mishnah Berura, l'chadchila, a man should make the tzitzis and not a woman. Ad kam l'shem. Kolomar, now listen to what the Aruch HaShulchan says. Tehu chumra ba'alma. It's a chumra, says the Aruch HaShulchan. It's not even min hadin, it's a chumra. Va'ikr l'dina shemutaris. He says, mi'ikr adin, it's really mutter for a woman to make tzitzis that a man is going to wear. And that's how we come out lichat chila. What does that have to do with what's going on? So, sent to me a couple of hours ago was a tshuva from Rav Asher Weiss, that everyone has the tshuva in front of them, right? So, I'm going to do you a favor, because the handwriting of Rav Asher Weiss is challenging sometimes to read. I'll even zoom in. You'll see it's still challenging as well. And I'm going to read to you. Everyone still sees the tshuva there? So I'm going to read to you what I think the tshuva says. There are a couple of words that I don't have down, that I don't have exactly, but I'm going to read to you what I think the tshuva says, and if I'm wrong, then, forgive me, but I think this is what Rav Asher Weiss is saying about the current situation. He says, B'ezras Hashem, Eikav Hisorus, regarding there's been an awakening, there's some sort of spiritual awakening in Eretz Yisrael, Be'ikvos HaMilchama HaNora, because of this terrible war, V'rabim Mechayalei Yisrael, and many of the Jewish soldiers, Mishtokekim L'Kayem Mitzvah Tzitzis, L'Sugula L'Shmira, they want to fulfill the Mitzvah Tzitzis as a Sugula, as a form of protection, V'yesh Bikush Atzum, there's been a huge outpouring of a request. There's a word there I'm not sure. Safko bizman katsar, to provide them within a very short amount of time. The Sha'alti, and I was asked, imroi lasos, is it appropriate to have the women lanoshim yikshu es hatzitzis, to have women tie tzitzis? Nira Boror, he says, dekeven tave shas hadachak, we are mamish in a time of pressing need, is a shas hadachak. Umikeven shebechol rega alulim lekanes lemelchemes rabasis, in any moment these soldiers could be called into this tremendously terrible battle. Yesh lahakel bezel lechatchila, we can be makel lechatchila. Shas hadachak kediyeved dami. This is a shas hadachak. People need tzitzis, and he says lechatchila, during this time we can have women make tzitzis for the men. L'shita sa Shulchan Aruch, according to the Shulchan Aruch and Orach Chaim, mutar lechatchila shenashim shiasu tzitzis, it's mutar lechatchila for women to make tzitzis. V'af harama lo hechmer bazeh, and the Rama is not even machmer himself. Elahevi sheish machmirim, the Rama says, and he quotes v'tov lasos kein lechatchila. It's a good thing to do this lechatchila. And he quotes in the Mishnah Berura, in Sif Katan Hei, l'shitaso b'diyevet ha-tzitzis kasheira. The Mishnah Berura says that the tzitzis are still kasher b'diyevet. V'chein zeh l'gabei katan. He says, I think it should be the same thing similar to a katan. Asher af katan sarach gadol omid gabav melamdo la'asos l'shem mitzvah tzitzis. That a katan needs to have an adult male standing over him and telling him to put on the tzitzis. And he says something about that the gadol's adif tvei, that I'm not exactly sure here, but something about a gadol being better, and he concludes b'tfila ubetachanun lishuas Hashem, with tfila and supplications for the saving of Hashem. And that's what Rav Asher says here regarding the women tying the tzitzis for the sake of the war efforts. And that's a question that is coming out of Eretz Yisrael. So that's what we come out halacha l'maisa in this particular case. L'chadchila, women should not make the tzitzis for a man, but b'shas hadachak, there is more than enough room to be lenient and to not be machmir. I don't think that the Rush is telling we're paskining based on that. He's not paskining based on the Baskal and Bava Basra. He's saying is we have a raya. We have an extra proof. The din is the din, says the Rush, based on the svaras. But the Baskal is an extra proof to his point. Okay, have a good evening, everyone.